The book, The House of Judah, Jews, explains how God chose Abraham and his children to set an example for humanity. The House of Judah, Jews. Introduction. In order to understand the revelation in this book, which explains another part of the plan of the Lord and historical events, the laws of karma and reincarnation should first be understood. Karma, which loosely has been explained as the law of action and reaction in the simplest form, can be described as: for any action, there is a reaction created in the universe which should bear its fruit. Or, when a good action is done, a reward should be received, but when a bad action, sin, is done, punishment, suffering, is the result. However, the reason for this law is to guide humanity. If man understands that there is such a divine law and that the Lord, like a loving father, is trying to guide him toward the goal which this universe was created for, then he will realize that he is not left alone on this earth to do as he pleases. Although more sensitive people realize this law in their lives and others' lives, and all the prophets have warned men that such a law exists, in general, the mass does not really and deeply believe and understand this truth. Hold on just a minute. However, we also should truly understand that God is just and he will not punish a man for the action of another person, his ancestors. To realize this truth, belief in reincarnation and the laws governing it is very necessary. In the simplest form, reincarnation can be explained as a person, soul, assuming a new body after each death according to previous deeds, karmas. Therefore, he would bear the fruit of those actions, gain new experiences, learn new lessons, progress, and eventually realize the self, God, and his laws. Finally, he would reach the goal, become divine. This process is very slow, and many cannot see it clearly. Therefore, God made history as a lesson for humanity. And through the revelations in this book, which explained how those chosen people paid for their collective karma, these divine laws will be realized profoundly. Then men might know his justice, follow his laws, and create his kingdom on earth. If these two laws are not understood or are not accepted, then the justice of God can never be explained, and a person has no choice but to err and create irrational and illogical assumptions about God and his purpose. This in turn creates more suffering for himself, for his community, and for humanity as a whole. That is because a belief about one race might then arise, and the whole lesson and purpose for revealing the material in this book will be lost sight of. Then the person not only will not benefit from it, but will go even further from the truth, create greater resentment, and bring more suffering unto the self and others. So know that God is just, and he never punishes a man for what his fathers did. Also, he has complete control over all things and can do whatever he wants to do, and can reincarnate a soul anytime, anywhere he desires. Then learn the lessons of these relations, these revelations, and the relationships with our other writings, so you might free yourself from all earthly bondage and be free to the Lord. Amen. Tablet 1, Number 1, Elected Ones. Abraham was selected as the first elected one in order to set the cornerstone for some of the plans of the Lord. One part of this plan was to choose a people as an example for humanity, a people who would stand out in history as a pattern for others, and who would be rewarded and punished in order to bring them, and also everyone else, to the realization that the human has no choice but to follow the laws of the universe and the will of the Father. The people who were chosen were from the house of Judah. Before Hebrews became elected ones, a large number of mystical religions were on the earth. Many different gods were being worshipped, and the goal of spirituality was either to please the gods for receiving favors or to gain mystical powers for selfish reasons, such as the misuse of social powers by priests and administrators. Therefore, the majority of the people were exploited through many taboos which were created by the priest class or rulers. However, the only way possible for all men to progress to their highest potential, physically, mentally, and spiritually, is when an environment is created to allow all to have equal opportunities to grow to the fullest. In doing so, God chose the Hebrews to carry out the task. He decided to weaken mystical religions, and he destroyed many of the undesirable ones, because they had become a source of suffering for man instead of being used for spiritual progress. Strengthening the elected ones. Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, God established the idea of Hebrews being elected people by the Lord. He brought the children of Israel to Egypt, increased their numbers, made them suffer there in order to become strong, and chose Moses to be their guide. God allowed Moses to gain all the knowledge of the Egyptians and the people of the Midian, and gave them the stature of prophethood and power to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Despite all of his efforts, the children of Israel were not yet ready to become a perfect example for others. God then gave the Hebrews laws and regulations to bring them order and to make them strong and unique from their neighbors. He made them to go through great hardships and struggles to develop these characteristics, which were necessary for them particularly, and were necessary for any person or group individually, in order to set an example for others and so influence them to bring the kingdom of heaven within and without. That is the period between the coming out of Egypt and to the conquering of the land of the Canaanites. This is also a symbol for those who try to go out of their lower natures, Egypt, to their higher natures, the Promised Land. A great struggle and period of strengthening is necessary. Tablet 2, number 3. They were tested. The children of Israel conquered the land of the Canaanites and settled there. God became their king, and judges became the rulers who were supposed to follow the will of the Lord through their relationships with him or through listening to the high priest. These judges failed. The Israelites forgot the purpose for which they were chosen. They rejected God as the only king, 1 Samuel 8. They longed for a human king like their neighbors, and therefore the system of kingship started in Israel. Number 4. They failed. By rejecting God, 1 Samuel 8:7, and accepting a human king, they cut themselves off from his direct influence in their lives. Then they started bowing down in front of the earthly kings who were as humans as themselves, with all the earthly shortcomings and faults. By accepting a human king, man becomes the subject of that king and his wills and whims. Therefore, he forgets about God and his laws. He becomes a bondman of the earthly laws instead of being a bondman of the Lord's laws. However, the man who accepts the Lord as his only God and the only king will become the subject of the Lord, and has only to follow his will and his plans. That is why Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, and that he, Pilate, had no power over him, Isa, because Isa was not a subject of Pilate, but of the Lord. He was not following the laws of man, but those of God. With rejection of God as their king by the Israelite people, and through accepting a human king, they further lost a direct relationship with the Lord. Then more prophets started coming to the scene. This is the rule of the prophets. They are a connection between the Lord and the lost human. However, if the human accepts the Lord as his only master, follows his will, and becomes his subject, then each man can understand his Lord, and there's no need for any prophet. However, the lower nature of man is strong, and overcoming it is not easy for many. With these happenings, the first period of the failure of children of Israel began. Number 5, first purification, punishment. Later on, the punishment came in the form of being held captive by other nations and being scattered around the world. A great suffering came upon God's people because they rejected him. He never rejected them, but they rejected him. That is why they were punished, fell from his grace. However, God punished them not because he liked to or needed their covenant, but because he is a loving father who knows the best way for his children to grow and reach the highest possible state. He punished them for their own good. He demanded to be accepted as the true king because no earthly king or authority on earth is worthy of being called a king or a true leader. The human's flesh is strong and the spirit is weak, but the Father has no fleshly desire, and only those who have overcome the flesh are worthy of being the leaders of humanity. As long as the human does not understand this great truth, he will not conquer the suffering in society and individual life. Therefore, punishment should not be viewed as a bad thing. If it is inflicted on a nation or a man, that nation or human should seek the reason for the chastisement. Then by correcting the self and through repentance, the nation or man will be forgiven and be guided further towards progress. Number 6. The children of Israel become two nations. Before the children of Israel were conquered and held captive, they were divided into two nations, the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The house of Israel was captured first, and then the house of Judah was taken. The house of Judah are those who are known as Jews. The 10 tribes of the house of Israel are known as the lost 10 tribes of the children of Israel. The rest of this book is the explanation about the Jewish people because of the house of Israel never truly came back to the land and had a different purpose to fulfill. For more information and a detailed explanation, refer to the book, Children of Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled. Number 7. They are given another chance. Therefore, one of the purposes for bad events in life is for purification because of previous bad deeds, and to give a lesson to humanity for their further progress. That is the reason why we can see after each punishment, God gives his chosen nation another chance to repent and go back to him. But unfortunately, the human is very slow to learn the lesson, and also his false ego does not let him realize how insignificant he is in comparison to the power of the Creator. At the same time, man is the greatest, after the Lord, in this universe. If he could just realize that the only way to reach this greatness is his way, that is the reason why God gathered the house of Judah, Jews, back to their lands and told them through his prophets, their great prophet, Messiah, will come to them. Tablet 3, number 8. The coming of Isa, the Messiah, and his rejection by the Jews. The promised Messiah came as Isa the Christ. He fulfilled all the signs which were given for his coming, but the Jews rejected him. He came to show the way of establishing the kingdom of heaven within and without. But the Jews had had many concepts about the new Messiah. They expected him to come and place them in a position superior to others. They expected him to be similar to the kings they knew, with material glory and power for suppressing others because of their wrong conception of Jewish superiority. However, Isa came as a universal personality with the teaching of equality, balances in his hands, Revelation 6:5. He was, as a symbol, the first of the Jews who truly overcame his lower nature, our false ego, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him. Revelation 6:5. However, many believed him, and it seemed to the priests that he was going to destroy their already established, quiet social structures. That is why they not only rejected him, but put him on the cross without a cause, and that was a great sin. However, no man can stop God's plan. Even with putting Esau on the cross, the new teaching could not be completely suppressed, and Christianity flourished. He gathered the people, as was explained in the children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. This process of sin being punished, purified, and being given another chance is shown in Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered my children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. The sentence, and ye would not, means ye would not repent. Number 9. The prophethood is taken from the Jews and given to other nations. With the rejection of Isa, the Messiah, and the fulfillment of the prophecies of his coming, God took away prophethood from the Jews and gave it to other nations. This was prophesied by Israel, Jacob, as also explained in the children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. This event is shown in Matthew 21:43. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. With this sentence, the great struggle of the Jews started. But they did not believe the words or the prophecy told by Christ. However, it does not matter if humans accept or reject the prophet. Messengers of God, angels, are only the warners and have a message for the people. What they say will happen even if their words were not accepted. Also, in the case of Isa, his crucifixion was a part of this mission. Number 10. Revelation of the Revelation. Because of the circumstances under which Christ's teachings came to humanity, and because of the short period of his ministry, many of his teachings were lost, many were misinterpreted, and still others were distorted. This occurred between the time of his teaching and the time of writing them down in the Gospels and their supplements and later on. Therefore, as the final book of the Bible of the Revelation, God sent his complete plan in a very symbolic language in order to seal his understanding until he decides to unseal it. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished. Revelation 10:7. The revelation shows his complete plan of how he will bring humanity, step by step, to a point where they would be left with no choice but to understand the truth which underlies this universe. With this perfect arrangement of having Genesis as the first book, the rest of the Old Testament represents man's overcoming his lower nature, black horse, Revelation 6:5, and revealing the whole plan in summary in the last book is what happened and will happen. The Bible, as the prophetic and historical base for all other spiritual scriptures, is complete. However, although the Bible is the base, knowledge of the other scriptures is necessary to understand the truth behind it. That is why an understanding of the mystical part of the universe, such as the Far East wisdom, relationship between the spirit of man and the universe, and of Islam, the Baha'i faith, who is a paraviper, and though is necessary to complete a knowledge of the true plan of the Lord. So in the process, a person can reach a complete faith and become a dynamic spiritual force in order to manifest the power of the Lord through his one-pointedness and knowledge of the truth behind this universe. Therefore, the Revelation can be viewed as a mini-Bible. It is in the Vedians are considered in Vedic teachings, the last and more important part, a summary or conclusion. As it was stated, the prophethood was taken from the Jews and given to other nations. Also, as the Revelation reveals and the greatest sign shows, the seven truths, steps, will come to humanity in order to complete the truth of the spiritual path. These are shown in chapters 2 and 3 by the seven churches, and also in chapters 6 through 22. Read Revelation of the Revelation. That is why the next prophet came not from the Jews, but from another nation close to them. Number 11. Second purification, punishment. This time, Jerusalem and also the temple were destroyed by the Romans. The Jewish people were scattered abroad again. They settled mostly out of Jerusalem in neighborhood countries. They become so rooted in other countries that each became a minority in those lands. They became a source of knowledge for the other people, and their story of a struggle was soon a part of the myths of other nations. Especially because of the connection of Christians with the Jewish background, their history was presented more vigorously to other nations than the history of any other people. However, Jews still were close to other ancient land. They were a nation within many other nations. They were not as scattered as they became later on. And at this point, we'll stop the reading. We have been reading in Zoe, the house of Judah, Jews, up to and to begin tomorrow morning at tablet 4.